This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through May 16, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The waxing moon lights the sky for a longer time each evening. It sets an hour later night after night because of its revolution around Earth. Moonset is at 12:39 a.m. on the 10th and at 6:36 a.m. on the 16th. Its phase changes from crescent to first quarter on the evening of the 11th. It is waxing gibbous on the following evenings leading up to the 18th, when it is the full moon. If you haven't tried it yet, take a look at the moon through binoculars. The moon's major craters, mountains, and other features are easy to see, even with only 7 power. The largest planet, Jupiter, in Ophiuchus the Snake Bearer, is brilliant in the southeast sky, and it is eye-catching by midnight. It is highest and due south when it crosses the meridian at about 3:30 a.m. Binoculars will let you see the four largest moons of Jupiter. They appear as tiny dots next to the planet, and their positions shift night by night as they orbit Jupiter. Jupiter reveals interesting cloud patterns when it is observed through telescopes. The planet's famous and colorful oval storm, the Great Red Spot, can be seen when Jupiter's rotation turns it towards Earth. Observers on the west coast can see the red spot on the mornings of the 9th, 11th, 14th, and 16th. The planet Saturn appears about an hour after Jupiter, and it tags along behind Jupiter as Earth's rotation causes both of them to move through the sky from east to west, and the motion brings Saturn to the south at dawn. Saturn appears as a bright star on the east edge of the teapot-shaped group of stars that distinguishes the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. Saturn's rings are a beautiful sight through nearly any telescope. The brightest planet, Venus, is only visible if you have a clear view of the eastern horizon about half an hour before sunrise. Its appearance and position will change very little through the month. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, May 18th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. On the same day, at 6 o'clock p.m., Dr. Laura Danley, Dr. David Reitzel, and I will tell the story of the Apollo 10 moon mission on the 50th anniversary of its launch. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.